Very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and a very warm welcome to you at the end of this day. Friday, the 3rd of June, and the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, a great favorite of many, many Catholics. I know so many priests, in fact, who have a very keen devotion, a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and no doubt you have as well. So let's praise the Lord today, the end of this day, and remember the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today, in a very special way, I want to remember the Sacred Heart Sodality, which is, I would say, the biggest sodality in the Catholic Church in South Africa, and we pray for those members to be faithful to their devotion to the Sacred Heart. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Sweet heart of Jesus, friends of heaven, blessings, today we come, thy blessing to implore. O touch our hearts, so full and so ungrateful.
Jesus, Christ,
with your gentle yoke, Lord, rule in the midst of your foes. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, and from the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With your gentle yoke, Lord, rule in the midst of your foes. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work. His justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name, to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him. This is the Lamb of God. This is he who takes away the sins of the world. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the Lamb of God. This is he who takes away the sins of the world. Our Gospel reading today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 3 to 7. So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you with 100 sheep, if he lost one, would fail to leave the 99 in the desert and go after the missing one until he found it? And when he found it, would he not joyfully take it on his shoulders? And then when he got home, call together his friends and neighbors and say to them, Rejoice with me, I have found my sheep that was lost. In the same way, I tell you, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner repenting than over 99 upright people who have no need of repentance. Well, it's interesting that we have this beautiful gospel passage here today from the 15th chapter of St. Luke. And really, the context of this is that in this section of the gospel, we have different accounts of mercy. And there is the story of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the son. And they're all really different expressions of God's mercy and God's great love of us. So, we have, in fact, today St. Luke writing to his disciples, reinforcing their awareness of the great love and the mercy and the forgiveness of God. Today we celebrate the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I suppose many people will say, but why the Sacred Heart? Well, we know that the heart is really an expression which we use when we say, I love you with all my heart. And so when we can see that God loves us with all God's heart, so to speak, we really know that the Lord loves us unconditionally. And I think this is something that we need to be really and truly convinced of. That as we celebrate the feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we are being reminded of the incredible, gratuitous love that God has for us. I think one of the wonderful things about our faith, and especially our faith in the Catholic Church, is that we have feasts like this, that some people from other churches might say, well, I mean, what's all that got to do with Scripture and so on? It's a wonderful human feast where we come to experience and appreciate God's great love of us. And the story today about the lost sheep is another example of God's great love for us. It's an expression of God's concern for us. The man who loses his sheep goes after the sheep. He finds it. He's so happy, so joyful over the moon that he's found the sheep that was lost. He loves those sheep, every one of them, even those that one that got lost on the mountainside. And he will leave the 99 and go after the one that was lost. And this is really an expression of God's attitude towards us. There are so many millions of people. And yet God has a deep personal love for you and for me, that you are not insignificant. You are really an important part of God's plan. I always love the words of Jesus in the Gospel. Remember, I have chosen you. You haven't chosen me. So there's something wonderful about our faith, that God reaches out to us just because he loves us so much. And there's never a time when God is going to say, but I've told you so often, you won't listen, you've gone your own way, you've got lost, I'm going to desert you. God never does that. God has an incredible capacity to love, if I can put it that way. It's, as Pope Francis always says, we get tired of asking for God's mercy and forgiveness. He never tires of showing us his great love and mercy and forgiveness. And so today, as we celebrate the feast of the Sacred Heart, the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we're really celebrating the feast of God's great love and mercy and compassion for us. It's an incredible, infinite love and mercy and compassion. This compassion that he has for us comes from that Hebrew word chesed, which is God putting himself in our shoes. We know we make mistakes all the time. We know we make mistakes and go wrong. And God says, I know that, but I still love you. So we can never, we must never tire of asking God to show us love and mercy. And God always wants us to do that. And he will never refuse to show us his great love and mercy and compassion. And he celebrates when he finds the lost sheep, when he finds the coin that is lost, when the Lord just discovers us once again. It's not that he discovers us. He's always been with us. But when we come to realize just how much the Lord loves us, there is a great rejoicing in heaven and on earth. The Lord truly loves us. And so when we're talking about the most sacred heart of Jesus, we are really talking about God's love for us made manifest in the heart of Jesus as he goes after his sheep that was lost, as he looks for the coin that was lost, as he really just searches for us when we go, when we wander off and go our own way. The Lord is always there, always going after us, always finding us, always rejoicing because he's found us and loves us so much. So today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart, yes, it's a very human feast. It's a feast of flesh and blood. But it's also a feast of just being aware of, it's a movement in faith, may I put it that way, that God loves us so much, that his compassion is so incredible, and his love is so gratuitous, that today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, it's a celebration of God's love for us, never leaving us, never failing us, always searching for us. And so today, I want to join in all those of you who have a deep love of this Sacred Heart of Jesus. I want to remember very especially the thousands of people who belong to the Sacred Heart Sodality. They have a deep devotion to the Sacred Heart, to God's love of us. And I think, remember, it's not just your little personal devotion. It's when we've got this army of people in the church who have a deep appreciation of God's love for us. What an incredible witness that is. Now I want to say, because I know that many of you listening to me now are not Catholic, at the same time as we celebrate this feast, I want to say to you, thank you for the witness of your life. Thank you for the great love that you have for God and for Jesus, for that awareness that you have of God's love of us. Never underestimate that deep love that you have for the Lord Jesus, and never forget his incredible, infinite, and unconditional love that he has for you and for me. So when we go wrong, never say, oh, I'm going to drown in my sin. Rather, drown in your awareness of the incredible love and mercy that God has towards you and me. So the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, then, is not just a Catholic feast. Yes, in many ways it is a Catholic feast because it's a feast in the church. But it is really a feast of our awareness of God's love for us, made manifest in Jesus, who gave his life for you and me, who reassures us now and always of his incredible, gratuitous love and mercy and forgiveness, that he never tires of showing us this love and mercy and forgiveness because he loves us. He loves you and me so much. May we always be grateful for this great love that God has for us. And so that's my prayer for you this evening, is that we just be deeply aware of this great love that God has for us. I want to end my little homily this evening with a beautiful prayer which I found on the Carmelite website. It goes like this. My Father, I come before you today with a sorrowful heart, because I know I am among the number of those who, even though they are sinners, believe to be just. I feel within myself the weight of my heart, made of rock and of iron. Today I would also like to be among those who get close to your son, to listen to him. I would like to stop doing like the Pharisees and the scribes, who before your love murmur and criticize. I beg you, my Lord, touch my heart with your words, with your presence, and win it over with only a look, with only one of your caresses. Take me to your table, so that I can also eat your good bread, or even just the crumbs. Your son Jesus, grain of wheat, who became spice and nourishment for our salvation. Do not leave me outside, but allow me to enter to the table of your mercy. Amen. God loved us and washed away our sins with his blood. He made us a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood. The Lord received us into his own self, into his heart, remembering his mercy. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has received us into his own self, into his heart, remembering his mercy. Alleluia. Now we make our prayers to Jesus, in whom we find rest for our souls, and we say to him, Beloved Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, your heart was pierced by the lance, and from it flowed blood and water, so that your bride, the church, might be born. Keep her in holiness, without spot or wrinkle. Jesus, holy temple of God, you were condemned by men and raised up by the Father. Make the church the tabernacle of the Most High. Jesus, King and Center of all hearts, in your loving mercy, you never cease to draw us to yourself. Keep alive your covenant with us all. Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, from the cross you forgave your enemies, and you bring all people together in peace. Show us how to reach the Father. Jesus, our life and resurrection, you lighten our burden and give rest to our souls. Draw all sinners to yourself. And Jesus, because of your infinite love, you were obedient even unto death on the cross. Bring to life all those who are sleeping in peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God and Father, we glory in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, your beloved Son, as we call to mind the great things his love has done for us. Fill us with the grace that flows in abundance from the heart of Jesus, the source of heaven's gifts. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. O Sacred Heart, indeed that's the feast we celebrate today, the most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I want to thank you for just being with me and sharing this time with me. It's only lovely being with you at the end of the day. And I wish you a wonderful evening, a restful evening, and may you grow in your awareness of the incredible love and mercy and compassion that God has for you. May the Sacred Heart of Jesus truly inspire you today. So that's where I'm going to leave it. I wish you a wonderful, restful weekend. Please remember our competition, which will cost you 300 rand. And all you need to do is take up your cell phones, tap in the number 41809 and type in the word Rome, followed by your name, and send that. What's the prize? The prize, the winning prize, which will be drawn on the 1st of July, is a pilgrimage for two people to Rome and Assisi with me in September for the canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And all for nothing. A prize worth about 80,000 rand. And all you get to pay is 300 rand. And that is, it is the donation, if you like, towards Radio Veritas. So please tell your friends about it. Do something about it and do it now. From me, Father Emil, have a super evening. Good night. God bless you. And I'll be back with you again on Sunday for Mass and again on Monday morning at 6 o'clock. Goodbye and God bless.